43. Lydia. Lydia's hands turned to ice as she pulled the blight into herself, as she pulled death into herself. Then the pain took hold. It burned like acid up her arms, and she clenched her teeth, trying to hold in a scream as she fought the desire to pull away from Lena. Black lines radiated up her arms, her skin turning gray, the agony unlike anything she'd ever experienced. Her heart battered against her ribcage, her breath coming in little panting gasps, but she couldn't stop because it was working. Lena stared at her with wide eyes, then seemed to realize what was happening. She tried to push Lydia away, but Lydia dug her fingers into her friend's shoulders and held on. She dug her heels into the other girl's waist to keep her from pushing her free as she pulled the blight from her friend, searching and digging for the last strands of it, refusing to leave anything behind. She wrenched out the last little bit, and then an arm closed around her throat, dragging her away from Lena.
"What in the name of the six is going on?"
Darina demanded. Then her eyes fixed on Lydia's face and widened at what they saw.
"Gods, girl."
She opened her mouth to explain, to tell the High Lady that she'd done it. But all that came out were screams. The blight attacked her from the inside, the burning inescapable, and she fell to the floor, clawing at the stones, clawing at herself in an attempt to get it out. Strong hands caught her wrists, forcing them to the ground, but she fought back.
"Gods damn it, Lydia!"
Darina shouted in her face, "Fight the blight, not me!" Her mark was fighting, but for every two steps forward, she took one back as death consumed her strength, and she wasn't certain which one would win. Then she was up in the air, Darina shouting instructions as she raced down the hall, Lydia slung over her shoulder.
"Hold on, girl,"
she ordered, but all Lydia could do was sob and cry, snot and tears covering her face as they descended the stairs.
"She's infected!"
she heard someone scream, but Darina didn't stop moving until they reached the barracks and dropped her on a cot. She rolled on her side, digging her nails into her arms, barely noticing the soldiers around her, barely able to see as it was, her spectacles missing.
"Someone needs to put her down!"
The sound of a sword being drawn filled Lydia's ears, along with Darina's voice. Ominous, as she said,
"By all means, gentlemen, you are welcome to try."
"With respect, Your Grace,"
one of the soldiers said,
"if she's infected, she's dead. All you're doing is torturing her."
"With respect, you idiot,"
Darina snapped.
"Lydia may have found a cure for the blight, and I, for one, would like to hear how she did it. So do the whole city a bloody favor and keep your mouth shut."
After that, the world faded in and out of focus, Lydia's throat raw from screaming. Vaguely, she knew Lena and Gwen were near her, could hear their whispers of comfort in her ears and the feel of their hands gripping hers. But it was all distant to the fight going on inside of her. A fight that felt like a war between gods, with her body the battleground.
"What's going on?"
Quindor's voice.
"What's happened to her?"
"I was infected," Lena said. "And Lydia, I'm not sure how, but she pulled the blight out of me and into herself."
"You were infected?"
Quindor hissed between his teeth.
"You need to be isolated. Someone..."
Reaching up from her stupor, Lydia caught her friend's arm.
"You don't touch her."
"Don't presume to give me orders, girl. I..."
"Listen to her, Quindor,"
Darina said, her gaze still on the watching soldiers.
"Because I most certainly do presume to give you orders."
The Grand Master gave an annoyed hiss, but left Lena alone to bend over Lydia, pulling open her robes, his eyes unfocused as he examined her.
"The blight is retreating,"
She could feel the acidic burn fading, the blight drawing in on itself near her heart for one last stand. But she refused to let it win. Closing her eyes, Lydia bit down on the insides of her cheeks and focused inward, directing her mark at herself, feeling the blight weaken and crumble. And then suddenly, it was gone. She'd beaten it, saved Lena, and beaten back the blight. But gods, the thought of having to do this again and again and again for all those who continued to be poisoned by the corruptor. She wasn't certain it was even possible. But there was hope, because if Hijiria's mark could drive it out of a body, surely one of Yara's marked could drive it out of the land. Exhausted, she rolled onto her back, staring up at the ceiling above. Then she whispered, "Someone needs to tell the king I've found the cure before he starts the purges. And while they're at it, tell him he needs to find a living tender, because I think I know how we can push back the blight."